Hello, you are tuning into a one-year review with me, Cynthia Ng. Now, if there is one bright spot from the chaos caused by the COVID pandemic, it is the fact that more companies, whether by choice or having their hand forced, have embraced digitalization in a big way. Now, on the show today is a company helping to fast-track that process for SMEs. Joining me is Amanda Chin, CEO of Revenue Monster. Thank you so much, Amanda, for coming on the show.
Hi, Cynthia. Thank you for having me.
Can you start by giving us a brief background of Revenue Monster and how does it help businesses get online, get digital?
Okay, so just allow me to introduce the company a little. Revenue Monster is a Malaysian fintech company that started off 3 years ago, now focusing on pioneering business digitalization for both large organizations wanting to drive their digital strategy forward or for SMEs that actually want to drive digital in a very quick, simple, and easy manner. So we started off with payments being our core solution, really during the inception of e-wallets in Malaysia. And we are now being one of the largest acceptance of payments, facilitating all contactless payments, including 15 e-wallets, your scheme cards, as well as your online banking via FPX. However, I think in the past year, especially since the MCO started, we listened to the SMEs because essentially most of them are actually using our payments. And we realized that they actually need solutions to actually help them with their business during the MCO, right? Which is why ever since then, we have adapted, curated and innovated tools adapted to the new normal. And we have seen growth literally picked up about 4x, literally just the past year, right? So technically, the rise of these transactions and growth has actually told us that we are actually on the right track in actually supporting this digitalization agenda.
What are some of the tools you can share with us that you're seeing that SMEs need more during this time of pandemic?
So, of course, I think it's all about really listening to the customers, yes? So really understanding what exactly are they asking for, right? So adapting to the new normal, understanding and rethinking how this brick and mortar should exist or coexist in the digital space, right? And as well as the end-to-end contactless experience, essentially that customers are actually asking for, right? So, for example, if you look at F&B sector, we're largely affected with the loss of income during the dine-ins, the no dine-in period of time, right? I think for 2021 alone, it's been about a month plus already. Yeah. So I think in that sense, I think F&B owners then need to rethink how to actually sustain through this MCO, right? So really rethinking strategies for brick and mortar presence and potentially shifting revenue streams to e-commerce platforms, right? Or delivery platforms, or potentially venturing into other modes such as, doing pickup or doing drive-through options, right? So another realization that we realized was that customers, right, are actually also asking for a lot of contactless experience, right? End-to-end, right? Whether is it through e-commerce, whether is it through digital payments, they actually expect that from businesses now, right, to actually offer, for customers. So, which is why I think in the past year, especially, we have actually developed tools. Yeah. So payments being our core solution. But however, we realized that, we have to push more and more tools such as doing online store, right, which is essentially what the a la carte is, right? So a la carte superstore solution essentially allows for businesses to actually do a plug and play, right, mm-hmm. with payments being already integrated. So you've got e-wallets, scheme cards, online banking already integrated as a last mile to pay for your goods and services. But also on top of that, right, through our aggressive partnerships, we have actually launched some last mile partners, for example, via Grab Express, via Mrs. Speedy, right? So we are opening up more and more channels for merchants to pick, right? Apart from your drive-through and pickup options, for example, right? So essentially our core innovation when we develop these tools is very simple, right? How can I, as a digital solution provider, add value to my merchants? So now, just 3 months ago, we have also announced a couple of partnerships with Boost as well as with Alipay. Essentially, for a la carte merchants are able to get and gain new customers through these millions of users that are already on this platform, right? So they no longer need to pay, literally it's just half the fee, right? Mm-hmm. They only pay 18% for a platform fee, right? Driving new customers, new transactions, and potentially really gaining a wider customer base for that instant, right? So either they can maintain their own URL, maintain their own store, or they want to tap into new customer base, which is essentially could not have been done by themselves, mm-hmm. right? So what we've also realized was that we also listened to see how they have actually really conducted their business, especially during MCO, right? Was that a lot of people now, in fact, even home businesses, right, has tapped into social media platforms to actually sell their products and services, right? Which is why we've also innovated in the past couple of months, what we call the e-invoice payment link, whereby merchants are able to collect payments very seamlessly from their customers through this one link, right? If they were to communicate this via a PM message on Facebook Messenger, potentially, or a WhatsApp message, right? So I want to purchase, you know, five nasi lemak from you, right? And then potentially, you know, I'm able to just send you this e-invoice. You click on the link, you've got multiple payment options. And then you don't no longer need to scan and, you know, do a snapshot of your payment reference and send to you, you know, through a image, right? And you as a business owner no longer need to go back to your bank account and check whether has this, you know, person banked in this money, right? So essentially everything is done on one single platform. You're able to track whether payment is pending, payment is successful, payment is failed, right? Or this person has not paid. You know, with a certain validity. So I'm going into the details in terms of the functionality, okay. Right? But these are the things that are actually very, very useful for business owners these days.
That's very true because, you know, we've been talking about e-wallets, e-payment. It's no longer just convenience. It's also becoming a tool to engage your customers who are very mobile these days, right? So rewards program, loyalty program, social media marketing, and these are all things that Revenue Monster is doing for...
That's right.
Promotions. Okay, all right. Now I want to talk about affordability. You touched about plug and play, and you know, you can get smaller portions of the services and at an affordable price. There are a couple of merchants like Revenue Monster. Sorry, there are a couple of companies like Revenue Monster out in the market. So how are you guys different from the rest?
Okay, I suppose first and foremost, when we speak to a lot of SMEs, especially in the past year. Yeah, when they were first introduced to, you know, I think the government was also pushing this digitalization agenda, and then really no one knew how to go about doing it, right, essentially. So I actually foresee when you were to come on board and embark on this digital journey, there will be a couple of challenges, right? And essentially that's how and that's where the differentiation of Revenue Monster comes in play. Because essentially, first and foremost, if you do not have your own tech team or you don't really understand how do I begin this journey, you know, whether aspects of my businesses or you know, fully I really want to go digital, how do I then provide an offline to online experience in a very seamless manner, mm-hmm. right? And there were a couple of things as well. For example, skill sets, right? How do I then build my own website, or, you know, how do I maintain this tech infrastructure, right? So with Revenue Monster, we are the only Malaysian fintech partner for Alibaba Cloud, right? So we were actually incepted in cloud in the first place. So we know we've got the world-class technology, know-how and capabilities to provide the best solutions for our merchants and partners, right? So essentially, the pitch is simple. You manage your business, right? And you leave the tech solution to us, right? And we are able to guide you as and when how do you, you know, want to pursue your digital strategy. Right. And that goes to your next point of affordability, right? Because you no longer need to maintain your own internal tech team, so to speak. It's just a plug and play solution, right? All you have to do is just want to subscribe to a particular tool and you pay really for that particular tool, right? And in fact, right now what we're doing is there's really no subscription cost whatsoever, right? You're just literally paying for a transaction fee, which is what now the current MDR standards are, right? So we're making it very, very affordable for people and merchants. And on top of that, I think what's also more important is if there were a couple of options for you, right, as a merchant, right, who do I subscribe? Oh, I'm just totally confused, right? There's so many service providers, so to speak. And at the end of the day, I think it's about subscribing to a technology that really not offered, not just offers affordability, but ultimately providing a value through an ecosystem, right? For example, if I were to come onto, let's say, a la carte platform, right? It's an online store. Yeah, you know, there are a couple of, you know, online store providers, right? But are they able to give me a full set of payment suites? Are they able to provide an offline to online experience? Are they also able to provide a last mile channel that I can, that is transparent to me, that I can pick and choose, right? And ultimately, you know, being also connected to a bigger platform outside of Revenue Monster through our aggressive partnerships, mm-hmm. so that partners, merchants can actually leverage, right? They can actually be added value to. So I think it's not a straightforward answer. I think each, you know, merchant should assess based on this factors.
Needs. Okay. Correct. All right. Now, also, I want to talk about what should business owner prioritize now when they want to go digital. And I think a lot of industries have gone digital since the pandemic started. Mm-hmm. I think was it Microsoft CEO said that the digital transformation of 2 years worth of digital transformation happened in 2 months. That was what he said last year. Right. We are right now in Malaysia facing another lockdown, and many businesses are still, you know, struggling to survive. What is the conversation out there? I know when businesses come to you, merchants come to you saying that, hey, I want to digitalize. I don't know where to start. I'm just barely surviving. What do you tell them?
So I think yesterday's news from the Prime Minister, right? I think that news should have come sooner rather than later. Yeah, because that one really provided a longer term plan for businesses to plan forward, right? Because as we know, you know, the changes of SOPs essentially, you know, it can be quite disruptive for businesses, right? So now that we've got a plan, which is actually not so good news for most businesses, right? Because essentially, you know, there is a total of 3 months to 5 months, even more so, of total shutdown, right? What then, you know, should business do? So essentially, I think as we collectively work towards really driving SOPs to flatten the curve, right? And what we should then do is really plan forward, right? Really asking ourselves quite difficult questions, unfortunately, right? How do I minimize my risk? You know, where do I cut my losses? And essentially invest for the future, right? So I think it's about, you know, really rethinking your business again, right? You know, now that we've got a longer term plan in, you know, for this year, is really to rethink, you know, how do I then move forward, right? So if I've got a brick and mortar, right, essentially, how do I then bring this brick and mortar store online, for example, right? And then ensuring that, you know, my online platform is also able to connect to a wider ecosystem, right? So that is really one way of doing things. And then another way is really, you know, to like I said, right, listen to the customers. If they are really looking at contactless, right, if the expectation is there, then essentially it's really driving that forward. And ultimately, I think, you know, really rethinking how do I then gain loyalty, right, to my, you know, to this repetitive customers? How do I gain that loyalty and bring them back to me, right? So essentially, I think now social media, as we know, everyone is asking for our attention, or 3 seconds attention, right? So it's going to be extremely competitive moving forward, right? Because I always feel that all businesses essentially will be digital businesses and ultimately will be data companies. Yeah, so I think we're really on that trajectory right now.
Share with us who were your biggest client base last year in terms of sectors, industries, and have you seen a shift in terms of people, I mean, businesses wanting to get on online?
I think absolutely. So our core SMEs are still now F&B merchants. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the way that we have actually developed the tools was essentially based on those F&B merchants, and that's how we actually created the a la carte platform. Right. Because we realized that most of our merchants are also suffering, right? During this lockdown, there is no dine-in. And hence, we developed these tools and we develop more partnerships, you know, to actually add value to these merchants. So I would say it's still F&B. However, just last year, I think, you know, we've realized that a lot of larger organizations, which I'm not bound to divulge, right? So we're really working with a couple of larger brands to really rethink, you know, what should be their digital strategy moving forward.
Okay. And what industries is Revenue Monster going for in a big way next?
Mostly retail, yeah, because I think retail is also, you know, they're really suffering a lot, right? Yeah. So I think it's a matter of really understanding how best to build for the future now that, you know, there's no dine-in, there's no physical sort of aspect. Even more so, you know, companies realize the need to understand who are our customers, right? Because right now, as you walk into the store, you don't know who are your customers, right? So I think the best way forward is, you know, that, of course, you know, touch wood, right? If there is another lockdown, so to speak, right? I'm able to still, you know, be able to engage with my customers, right? Even if it's done remotely. So that's how I would say, you know, the companies are really rethinking their brick and mortar and essentially, you know, providing a more offline to online experience.
I want to talk about the rise of fintech and how it has gone hand in hand with how we have become a more cashless society. Amanda, you were part of the Touch & Go eWallet team prior to becoming CEO of Revenue Monster. Touch & Go eWallet is by far, I think, the biggest still eWallet in Malaysia in terms of base. Talk to us about the transition cash to cashless society and really what's next for this space. We know mobile payment, e-payment, these are things that are here to stay. But what's next? How can businesses prepare now for next?
Okay, so you're absolutely right. I think I was part of the pioneering team. In fact, being the pioneer of digital payments in Malaysia, I find the digital journey for Malaysia has accelerated a lot. In fact, I was one of the first few people who went down the ground, right, to the mom and pop shop, literally teaching you know, the nasi lemak seller or the pasar malam seller the benefits of really accepting digital payments. Two, you'd be surprised to really engaging with consumers how to download the e-wallet and teaching them how to scan the QR code, right? So, and this was 3 years ago and look where we are now, right? You know, we've launched our My Sejahtera app, we're scanning QR codes, you know, every business location that we enter. And of course, we're also accepting and paying with digital payments and contactless payments now, right? Even, you know, to your mom and pop shop. So I think it's done, it's gone very, very far. However, I feel the use of technology should not just stop there, right? Which is why, you know, Revenue Monster has pivoted to develop tools to ensure that actually we can actually leverage more and more using technology to actually help businesses.
So yes, let's talk about that, preparing for a post-pandemic world, which is probably not so soon, maybe maybe next year, hopefully sooner than that. But that definitely is a conversation that most businesses are having right now. You know, some are thinking, do I invest in digital, knowing that maybe by next year, things are going to go back to normal, and people are going to go to shops again. But we know that this journey to digitalization is something that has to happen. But in terms of what businesses need to prepare now to ensure not just survivability, but being able to thrive in a post-pandemic world, if you can share some advice that with our audience.
So I think you're absolutely right. I think the pandemic has forced behaviors that we have never seen before, even the ones that were rather, you know, technology averse, so to speak, they are the ones who are actually championing it now, right? Because it's, I mean, there are no other options, right? If shops are closed, if I need to do transactions, do commerce online, then essentially that's what's required, right? So I think it's forced behavior. And because of that, I think most, even the ones that are more technology averse, right, has seen the benefits, right? Whether is it convenience, whether is it safety, whether is it, you know, being able to leverage on more options online, essentially, right? So these are the things I feel has, you know, something that was sort of forced has now been, you know, something very beneficial, right? And we all know that beyond the pandemic, We all know that, you know, the digital is really here to stay, right? But I think in terms of the form and manner and potentially a more hybrid, right? So for example, like what we've mentioned before, the more offline to online experience, right? So there'll be more technology touch points in ensuring that we are able to capture more data and then potentially providing more value to our customers, potentially even seeing more customer engagements, for example, right? More personalization, right? So as we drive these new behaviors to become the new normal, we will really see, you know, more remote working, for example, like you and I, right? We're literally just doing this in our homes, right? And now we're actually seeing actually the need for really going to offices, right? May not be such, I mean, it's an option, but it's no longer mandatory, so to speak. Right. So again, similar to business as well, I mean, things can be actually done, run remotely, and we will foresee that there will be more tools that will be curated for more personalization, right? So that I'm able to cater and I'm able to communicate with you, because, you know, we all know that if everyone is going digital, there will be more and more competitive in that space. Right, literally, you know, competing for attention. And ultimately, I think it's all about understanding, you know, the customer behavior of that particular person, our profile, and essentially building the loyalty base from there. Right, so it's all about market engagements in that sense for us.
Well, speaking of competitive behavior, the space for e-commerce, e-payment is definitely heating up, not just for fintechs like Revenue Monster, banks, you know, some big businesses are getting into the space or are already in this space. Where do you see your biggest competitor and how do you foresee the space in the near future?
To be frank, I don't see anyone like us at this juncture because like I've mentioned, our core positioning was payments, right? So there was really no one like us really building innovative tools to actually support businesses, right? So I don't foresee that as yes, there will be, you know, businesses coming in, but there's no one like us. There's definitely one doing payments. There's definitely done one doing online store. There's definitely one doing potentially payment links or some innovative payment tools, right? But there's no one really doing an end-to-end solution for businesses to subscribe to. So I think as we move forward, right, I think the only way for us to really scale is really to enrich our merchants with more collaborative, more collaboration and more partnerships, essentially, to keep it a lot more vibrant, right? Because we cannot do everything ourselves. So hence, you know, we build more partnerships so that we're able to cater and ultimately to add value to our merchants, right? That's our goal. Yeah.
Will you be bringing your service outside of Malaysia, or is that already happening, or is that a plan?
At the moment, it's still Malaysia because we are regulated in Malaysia. So I think moving forward, potentially beyond the pandemic, there will be plans really to build tools outside of Malaysia.
Okay. Now, my last question to you, Amanda, if you can share with us some of the developments in Revenue Monster and what can we expect in the near future?
Wow, let's take it day at a time, right? I think this year in itself, really, I mean, I think this year itself, what we're doing and you know, from this year, from last year to this year, essentially, we have done a lot of things, really pivoted the company to build these tools. And really, I think at the moment, it's all about making sure our customers and merchants are okay. Yeah, to ensure that, you know, they are able to leverage Revenue Monster to help sustain or in fact to help gain additional revenue streams, right? So ultimately, I think it's all about expanding our merchant base at this point of time, right? And to curate tools that are more customizable towards that particular industry. And of course, you know, with more collaboration and partnerships, we're also able to add more value to our merchant base. And hopefully, I think, you know, we will get out of this unscathed.
Well, thank you so much, Amanda, for making time for this interview. I wish you all the best with Revenue Monster. And hopefully one day we can meet in person once
yes.
this all over.
Yes, please.
Thank you so much, Amanda.
Thanks,
you have been watching I Want to Review with me, Cynthia. And we'll see you again in the next episode.